JJPI, Scientific Voices.
My name is Professor Mike Bruford. I'm Professor of Biodiversity at the School of Biosciences at Cardiff University, and I'm also Dean for Environmental Sustainability at Cardiff University. My core research is based on the use of genomics to understand adaptation to climate and climate change in both domesticated animals and wild animal species. So I have a research group that uses genomic methods in a variety of different species and a variety of different contexts to understand how animals adapt to climate change and also to model how that adaptation may change in the future. Nearly all of my work is based on international collaboration, both within Europe through programs such as Horizon 2020, Horizon Europe, and the FACE JPI program. But I also collaborate globally with many different organizations that are working on climate change and genomics right across the Earth. Most recently, for example, we've worked on Arctic breeding peregrine falcons with the Institute of Zoology at the Chinese National Academy of Sciences in Beijing. Our main interest is to ask the question, how do populations of animal species respond both at a genomic and a physiological level to climate change? The reason that we focus on this is to understand what legacy we can see within the genomes of animal species in terms of the way that the climate has changed over the last thousands of generations, but also to allow us to use that information to find strategies to future-proof populations into the coming years under the very rapid climate change that we are experiencing now. So especially over the next 50 to 100 years, where we're expecting, obviously, the planet to warm up between 1.5 and 2 degrees at minimum. And to understand, given the genomic data that we have and the physiological data that we have, what we can expect to achieve both with sound management and husbandry of animal species in terms of their ability to survive within the climate envelopes in which they have currently been living. Natural populations can migrate, but that migration is not available to domestic populations, and it's not available to many species now which are surrounded by human habitation. So our role is really to understand how we can utilize genomic information to plan strategies for future adaptation of animal genomes. Using these kinds of data allows us to actually plan programs of conservation and breeding strategies for animal species. So for domestic animals, we can survey the genomes of different breeds, locally adapted breeds, for example, versus commercial breeds, and ask the question, for any given place on the planet, what is the optimum combination of genomes that we need to be using, and how do we use those genomes to future-proof those populations against climate change? One of the work packages that we developed within the ClimGen project was focused really on around developing simulation tools for breeding programs. And one of the things that we found was that in order to both maintain productivity, but also adaptation to climate change, one of the most efficient strategies for rapidly preparing domestic animal populations for climate change is to introgress, deliberately cross-hybridize locally adapted breeds into commercial breeds so that you maintain both the commercial traits that you need to efficiently produce animal products, but also at the same time, bring in the genetic material that's needed to allow those populations to survive outside their current climate envelopes in environments which may be warmer, which may experience more drought, which may, for example, have more immune challenges due to diseases that occur in different climatic environments. ClimGen is a project that really came together when we realized that there was now a huge database across the globe of genomic information for livestock species. The problem was that the associated metadata to that genomic information and to those individual livestock that had been sequenced was patchy. And so, for example, we may be able to sequence the genome of an animal in North Africa, but what you really need as well in order to be able to understand its adaptation to climate is lots of additional metadata, for example, temperature, altitude, husbandry methods. And so ClimGen's idea was effectively to try to bring together all of this information for the first time in domestic species to produce a large database which could be interrogated not only for finding genes that or alleles of genes that are at significantly different frequencies in different regions, but actually to place those crucially in a climatic and landscape context. So what that means is that you need to have a database that not only includes whole genome sequence data, but also includes all of the associated environmental variables within the sampling that had been carried out. What we found was that most genomic studies that had been carried out when we started the project in 2016 actually lacked much of the environmental metadata that was needed. So we built a tool to pull together all of that information, even when some of it was missing because it hadn't been collected by the original researchers, and then created a database for over 1,000 domestic animal individuals from a number of different species, cattle, sheep, goats, and pigs. And that enabled us then to start interrogating that data set to ask the question, not only can we see differences in alleles, but are those differences in alleles actually linked to an environmental and a climatic factor? Also, allied to the ClimGen project, we started a Marie Sklodowska-Curie project called AdaptClim, which was carried out by a postdoctoral research associate and then research fellow, Natalia Savan Fernandez, who actually studied both the genomic effects of establishing populations of cattle from Spain into the New World as during the colonization of the New World by the Spanish, looked at how rapidly new genomic variants can evolve. And so she basically compared cattle breeds from original cattle breeds from Spain with cattle breeds that were derived from those in Colombia, and looked to see whether or not over a relatively short space of time, we're talking a couple of hundred years, whether or not we could see significant genomic changes. And indeed we could, and we could see changes, for example, that linked directly to thermal tolerance, for example, to the direction and curling of the hair on the body on the cattle breed. And so this showed us that over very short timescales, either by natural selection, artificial selection, or a combination of those two things, that these new physical features can become features of a new breed and allow them to persist in a much hotter and more humid environment than they originally came from. So this provided us with a nice added value case study on top of ClimGen that showed that there's been these really rapid evolutionary processes happening in new climatic environments long before climate change became an issue. and allowed us to sort of pinpoint where those changes occurred in the genome. And with this information now, and with the information that we have on the unique genetic variants or different genetic variants that we find in populations, we can develop management strategies for those breeds that make sure that we maintain those alleles in those populations so that they can be either introgressed into commercial breeds or so that they can have an elevated frequency in those domesticated populations, unique autochthonous genetic populations, so that they can persist for longer and in more efficiently in climate-altered environments.